is that the universal must be wedded to the personal to be fulfilled in our spiritual life. An integrated sense of spirituality understands that if we are to bring light or wisdom or compassion into the world, we must first begin with ourselves. The universal truths of spiritual life can come alive only in each particular and personal circumstance. This personal approach to practice honors both the uniqueness and the commonality of our life, respecting the timeless quality of the great dance between birth and death, yet also honoring our particular body, our particular family and community, the personal history and the joys and sorrows that have been given to us. In this way, our awakening is a very personal matter that also affects all other creatures on earth. In undertaking a spiritual life, what matters is simple. We must make certain that our path is connected with our heart. Many other visions are offered to us in the modern spiritual marketplace. Great spiritual traditions offer stories of enlightenment, bliss, knowledge, divine ecstasy, and the highest possibilities of the human spirit. But in the end, spiritual life is not a process of seeking or gaining some extraordinary condition or special powers. In fact, such seeking can take us away from ourselves. If we are not careful, we can easily find the great failures of our modern society, its ambition, materialism, and individual isolation, repeated in our spiritual life. In beginning a genuine spiritual journey, we have to stay much closer to home, to focus directly on what is right here in front of us, to make sure that our path is connected with our deepest love. When we ask, "Am I following a path with heart?" we discover that no one can define for us exactly what our path should be. Instead, we must allow the mystery and beauty of this question to resonate within our being. Then, somewhere within us, an answer will come, and understanding will arise. If we are still and listen deeply, even for a moment, we will know if we are following a path with heart. To understand more deeply what gives meaning to a path with heart, let us work with the following meditation. In Buddhist practice, one is urged to consider how to live well by reflecting on one's death. The traditional meditation for this purpose is to sit quietly and sense the tentativeness of life. Find a moment when you can close your eyes and feel the mortality of this human body that you have been given. Imagine yourself to be at the end of your life, next week, or next year, or next decade, sometime in the future. Now, cast your memory back across your whole life and bring into mind two good deeds that you have done, two things that you did that were good. They need not be grandiose. Let whatever wants to arise show itself. In picturing and remembering these good deeds, also become aware of how these memories affect your consciousness, how they transform the feelings and state of the heart and mind as you see them. Almost everyone who is able to remember such deeds in this meditation discovers them to be remarkably simple. In response to this meditation, someone once raised her hand, smiled, and said, "On crowded streets, when we get to parking spaces at the same time, I always give the parking space to the other person." That was the good deed in her life. Some people find this exercise very difficult. No good deeds will come to their mind, or a few may arise only to be rejected immediately because they are judged superficial or small or impure or imperfect. Does this mean that there are not even two good moments in a lifetime of 100,000 deeds? Hardly. We all have had many. It has another more profound meaning. It is a reflection of how hard we are on ourselves. We judge ourselves so harshly, we can hardly acknowledge that genuine love and goodness can shine freely from our hearts. Yet it does. To live a path with heart means to live in the way shown us in this meditation. to allow the flavor of goodness to permeate our life. When we bring full attention to our acts, when we express our love and see the preciousness of life, the quality of goodness in us grows. When people come to the end of their life and look back, the questions that they most often ask are not usually, how much is in my bank account, or how many books did I write, or what did I build, or the like. If you have the privilege of being with a person who is aware at the time of his or her death, you find the questions such a person asks are very simple. Did I love well? Did I live fully? Did I learn to let go? These simple questions go to the very center of spiritual life. When we consider loving well and living fully, we can see the ways our attachments and fears have limited us, and we can see the many opportunities for our hearts to open. Have we let ourselves love the people around us, our family, our community, the earth upon which we live? And did we also learn to let go? Did we learn to live through the changes of life with grace, wisdom, and compassion? Have we learned to forgive and live from the spirit of the heart instead of the spirit of judgment? A path with heart will also include our unique gifts and creativity. The outer expression of our heart may be to write books, to build buildings, to create ways for people to serve one another. It may be to teach or to garden, to serve food or play music. Whatever we choose, the creations of our life must be grounded in our hearts. Our love is the source of all energy to create and connect. If we act without a connection to the heart, even the greatest things in our life can become dried up, meaningless, or barren. The longing for love and the movement of love is underneath all of our activities. All other spiritual teachings are in vain if we cannot love. Even the most exalted states and the most exceptional spiritual accomplishments are unimportant if we cannot be happy in the most basic and ordinary ways, if, with our hearts, we cannot touch one another and the life we have been given. What matters is how we live. This is why it is so difficult and so important to ask this question of ourselves. Am I living my path fully? Do I live without regret? So that we can say, on whatever day is the end of our life, yes, I have lived my path with heart. Here is a meditation on loving kindness. The quality of loving kindness is the fertile soil out of which an integrated spiritual life can grow. With the loving heart as the background, all that we attempt, all that we encounter, will open and flow more easily. While loving kindness can arise naturally in us in many circumstances, it can also be cultivated. The following meditation is a 2,500-year-old practice that uses repeated phrases, images, and feelings to evoke loving kindness and friendliness toward oneself and others. You can experiment with this practice to see if it is useful for you. It is best to begin by repeating it over and over for 15 or 20 minutes, once or twice daily, in a quiet place for several months. At first, this meditation may feel mechanical or awkward, or even bring up its opposite, feelings of irritation and anger. If this happens, it is especially important to be patient and kind toward yourself, allowing whatever arises to be received in a spirit of friendliness and kind affection. In its own time, even in the face of inner difficulties, loving kindness will develop. Sit in a comfortable fashion. Let your body relax and be at rest. As best as you can, let your mind be quiet, letting go of plans and preoccupations. Then begin to recite inwardly the following phrases directed to yourself. You begin with yourself because without loving yourself, it is almost impossible to love others. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. As you say the phrases,